seen a lot of guys go down. I mean, what's the mindset of the group here heading, I guess, in the final four games? Just guess guys got to patch it up and put it together?
Yeah, that's it. You know, we just got to go out there and have a – I'm really not sure the combination that's going to work out this week, but the bottom line is we got just wherever we line up, we got to be pros and handle it and learn the book of that position. And Bruce will do a good job missing guys around so they'll get a good feel of what's going to happen come Sunday.
How long been since you played tackle in a game?
High school. I haven't did it since high school. And, you know, when Bruce told me to go to right tackle, I mean, the only thing I got to do is just suck it up. You know what I mean? I can't say I can't do it, coach. You know what I mean? I got to be a pro and go out there and do it and don't make no excuses and do good and you know, when I do it, do well at it.
How's your technique out there?
Oh, it was only one play, so it wasn't too bad. Cookie gave me a great chip. You know what I mean? If he can chip the guy like that, I can play tackle for a long time. It's not. He didn't really put me on the island.
I guess Jake got hit probably too much for the whole group's liking yesterday. I mean, moving forward, I mean, that you got to cut down on letting him get hit so much.
Yeah, man. Bottom line, as offensive line, you never want to see a quarterback take a beating like that. You know, that's our job as offensive line. You know, I mean, I know it comes with, you know, backs and tight ends and all, but as offensive line, that's what we take to heart. Not to let our quarterback get hit like that, to protect our quarterback. And yesterday we didn't do a very good job at it. You know, unfortunately we got behind early in the game, so we had to throw the ball more than, you know, we are liking. But still, bottom line, we can't go out and have a performance like that.
How long do you think these final 4 weeks are going to feel?
They're going to feel as long as we make them feel. You know, hopefully we'll make them feel quick. You know what I mean? Just take it one game at a time. But, you know, if obviously we go out here and lose four games, it's going to feel real, real long. So, but you know, we go out here and get a win come Sunday. You know, the spirits will be up, and you know, everybody have a good week of practice. And I mean, I think the guys really believe in what we're doing. You know, what I mean, the guys know if we play consistent ball, we play Titans ball, we can play with anybody. But obviously, the last 3 weeks that we haven't been showing that we can play with anybody. You know, what I mean, because we've just been playing inconsistent, up and down. You know, obviously we'll show flashes here and there, but bottom line is we haven't been playing consistent ball.
Does the doubt just? Maybe it's more than creeped in at this point because of that inconsistency. You don't know which team's going to show up which Sunday?
You know, to us, it's not a doubt. You know what I mean? The goal is for the true team to show up every Sunday. Unfortunately, things don't go our way. I mean, like this Sunday early in the ball game, we got down and we had to get away from our plan. Like I said, we really didn't go into the game saying that we was going to throw the ball. I mean, I don't know how many, 40, 50, 60, well, however many times he threw the ball. You know, that wasn't the plan going to the game. But unfortunately, that was the hand that was dealt, so we just had to play them.
Everybody's offering advice these days. Even Vince Young chimed in on Twitter yesterday. Ridiculous that he would chime in on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't read his comments. I mean, but hey, you know everybody. You know, I mean, you know Vince. Everybody loves Vince. He still got a lot of people, a lot of friends on the team. So I mean, hey, we welcome everything. You know, I mean, he's been in this position before, so he's a pro. So I mean, it's not nothing that we're gonna dislike. I mean, he is always open to hear any advice from guys like that.
You seen a replay of the hit you took late, and does that qualify as a cheap shot in your mind?
Oh, that's definitely, absolutely. You know, very, very cheap shot. You know, especially in a game situation like that where the ball game is, you know, the guy's taking a knee. I mean, it was uncalled for. You know, hopefully the league will take a look at it and do what they got to do and give him a fine. Come sometime this week.
Had you had issues with him during the course of the game?
No, not at all. You know, not at all. So, I mean, that was cheap. You know, that was dirty. You know, that guy, the same guy, Antonio Smith, he called country out after we played them up in Houston. And for him to go out and do something like that proves to me that he's definitely, you know, hopefully next year he'll be voted one of the dirtiest players in the league.
When you hear Jake kind of came to your defense after it ran up to him,
I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that, especially coming from the quarterback. You know, that's why we love Jake, man. Jake's a great guy. You know, he's a warrior. He's a fighter. You know, he got a lot of heart, man. I appreciate him going to bat for me.